It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Less than 2 weeks after the July 1st deadline, Governor Tom Wolf and state legislators reached a deal on an annual budget and how to fund it. It's a stark contrast to last year when negotiations broke off before a deal could be made, beginning a nine-month budget stalemate. Governor Wolf joins us now by phone from Harrisburg to share the behind-the-scenes details of how this $31.5 billion spending plan came together. Governor Wolf, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be with you.
And, of course, we have invited you to join us to talk about the budget. But before we get to that, it's another sad day in America after the multiple shootings yesterday of law enforcement officers in Louisiana that left three more police officers dead and three others injured. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, the reaction has been all along. We're a better nation than this. This is not who we are as a people, and we cannot do this. We have issues we have to work through. That's what a democracy, a healthy functioning democracy, is all about. We don't do it by shooting each other. So I was very, very saddened by what happened, and we need to change. That's not who we are.
The word anarchy has come up a lot in the last 24 hours. What kind of threat do these attacks on police pose to a free and open and orderly American society?
Well, the mistrust that this reflects, the open attacks, they absolutely, first of all, I would think, make people more concerned about entering police profession, and it would make existing police less eager to do their jobs, and we need a safe society in order to do the things a healthy society needs to do, to have the conversations, have the debates, to make ourselves better and figure out how we can do that. We can't do that in an environment where we're constantly under assault. So we need a strong police force. We need a police force in every community that is respected because of what they do. This is a real concern. It's hateful behavior on the part of people who are shooting, and we need to stop it.
And what are the concerns that you have going forward for Pennsylvania, for cities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, or for that matter, Harrisburg and Scranton and Hershey? Are there any discussions happening at the state level about, God forbid, if something like this happens here, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I think we're ready, but I think the ultimate defense against this is that we Pennsylvanians recognize that we cannot be this kind of place, there are almost 13 million Pennsylvanians, where this starts and stops is for all 13 million Pennsylvanians recognizing that we simply can't have the society we deserve if we're going to behave like this.
Okay, on to the budget, Governor Wolf. Late last week, you and state legislators reached a deal on a $31.5 billion budget and how to pay for it. The deal went down within a couple of weeks of the July 1st deadline, very different from last year when you stood by your principles, the legislature dug in its heels, the budget was 9 months late. What shifted the thinking here?
I think there was a different attitude, and I think what led up to the budget of this year, you know, we did some remarkable things on legalizing medical marijuana, the historic liquor reform, a fair funding formula for our schools. We did that on a bipartisan basis, there were enough times when Republicans and Democrats, senators, representatives, me, we all stood together smiling for the cameras and did something that made Pennsylvania better. And I think everybody, or most people in this building, in the Senate and House, certainly in the administration, looked at those events and said, you know, that was a lot more interesting and a lot more constructive than the way we did things last year. And I think that changed attitude, the sort of idea that we could work together, we could reach across the partisan divide and actually get some things done. We're going to disagree on a lot of things, but there are a lot of things we agree on, and let's accent those things and move forward in those. So that's what the budget was, basically recognizing that a lot of the stuff I wanted, I wasn't going to get. But that some of the things that I did want, made some sense to people on the other side of the aisle, and some of the things that they wanted made sense to me, and I think that ended up as a budget process that moved fairly smoothly and swiftly, certainly compared in contrast to last year.
Governor, we have a Twitter question from Jamie. He says, in California, lawmakers are docked 4 days for every day the state budget is late. Would Governor Wolf support a similar law here? Would you?
Sure. I mean, I don't get paid. I mean, I get paid, and I give 100% of my salary to charity. So it actually is something I could support. But I don't think it would make a difference. I don't think that folks here put off the budget because they're being irresponsible. I think they really have had questions, and it took some work to get this across the finish line. The other thing I'd point out about that is that we've got to be careful about making too much out of an on-time budget. Simply passing a budget on time is not what you want if the budget's not a good one. And I think what we've tried to do here in Pennsylvania, what led to the impasse last year and what led, I think, to the 2-week delay this year was that we wanted to get it right. Everybody wanted to get it right and took that more seriously than an on-time budget. I think we need to find some way to say, we're going to have we want a good budget. Yes, we want it on time, but we want a good budget, and I'm not sure how we do that.
You were reluctant to sign this budget last week because you were not convinced that the revenue was there to pay for it. What ended up convincing you that it was? I mean, because you have all these, you have tobacco taxes, you have new taxes on digital downloads, changes to gambling and wine sales in the state. And at first, I think you looked at this and you thought, well, I'm skeptical. So something changed your mind or convinced you. What was it?
Well, no, there wasn't any revenue bill. Usually in a budget, you have the appropriations bill, which was passed overwhelmingly both in the House and the Senate, but there was no revenue bill. So I just waited to sign the general appropriations bill until I got the revenue bill. And then the 10-day period passed or was up on Monday that said, if you don't sign it, it becomes law automatically, and so you could line item veto it or veto it. And I just had confidence that the House and the Senate were going to come forward with the revenue bill. And so by Sunday of last week, I was convinced that was going to happen. So I decided to let it become law. But it wasn't, I didn't refrain from signing it for any other reason than there really wasn't a revenue bill. And I was waiting for that to happen. So when it hadn't happened by the 10th day, I had to make a decision as to whether I felt that the revenue package, responsible revenue package, was coming or not. I felt that it was, and so I'd let it become law.
And so that package, again, includes new taxes on tobacco and digital downloads and changes to gambling and wine sales in the state. Are you concerned just from the standpoint that we're all counting on revenue now from activities that you would normally discourage people from engaging in?
Yeah, some of the that's right. Some of the like on cigarettes, it's a sin tax, and if it works its magic, will actually lead to the people giving up smoking. So I have to be concerned about that. On the other hand, this is a far cry from the lack of revenues that have accompanied other budgets in the past. We have, in the past, the Commonwealth, I think, too often has tried to make ends meet by just kicking the can down the road by not doing what we needed to do to pay our bills. And this budget actually begins the process of paying for the bills. A lot of the increase in expenditures this year, in fact, the overwhelming majority of the increase in expenditures, had nothing to do with any new programs. It had to do with old programs that just were not being funded in the past, like pension programs, and so interest and principal payments. We had to do those things, and this is the first budget in a long time that actually fully pays for those things. As the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee said, you know, this is the first time we're paying the full pension bill in years. So I think it has some taxes. I mean, I don't like taxes any more than anybody else does. And it has, this budget has some taxes that you could look at and be critical of, but it has revenues, real revenues for a change that actually goes a long way to paying the expenses that we have.
This budget provides a $2 million increase in education spending.
$200 million.
What did I say?
You said $2 million.
This budget provides a $200 million increase.
Right.
Good catch, Governor. Governor Wolf, you had originally sought a $400 million increase. The bipartisan deal that had collapsed had $350 million. So one might wonder if you were willing to compromise at $200 million, could you have agreed to this sooner?
If you look at the 2 years, it's $400 million in basic education. I did ask the deal that I thought we had in the 15-16 budget was $350 million, and then I initially asked for $200 million in basic education in this budget, so that would have been, $550 million. We ended up with $400 million over the two-year period rather than $550 million. So this is a historic increase in education funding. We got big increase for early childhood education, big increase over the two-year period in special education funding. So, yes, it was not what the full amount of what I asked for, but it was a big increase. And I think you have to go back a long way to find, especially if you include higher education, the increases there over the past 2 years. Basic education, early childhood education, special education, you combine all those things. I'm not sure. I think you have to go back a long way to find any governor who has been able to get that kind of an increase through in a two-year period, and I did. So I'm proud of in a period when you know there's a reluctance to invest new dollars in much of anything, that we were in Pennsylvania able to make, I think, a very logical, rational, and smart investment in education.
Is there some momentum to be gained from the SWIFT budget process that would help you solve some other issues going forward?
I hope so. I think as I said earlier, I think a lot of the momentum started with some of the bipartisan things we did earlier with the liquor reform, medical marijuana, the fair funding formula. We have a lot of work to do with the opioid crisis. There's a strong bipartisan support, and I think there would have been support for even more of an investment in this budget. But some legislators, Republicans and Democrats, want to make sure that we're doing this right. And so I've called a special session. We have bipartisan support for this in the fall to actually deal with just the opioid crisis. What can we do about it? And I expect that there will be some good results there. I think education continues to be an area that people have a strong interest in supporting in this building. I think you'll see more in that. And I think there are other things that we can do as a result of the cooperative spirit that exists now in Harrisburg, in contrast to the spirit that existed last year.
And are you, I know you're holding a press conference this afternoon dealing with the topic of opioid addiction. Are you satisfied with the funding that came out of the budget to deal with this issue?
I think it's a start, but I don't think anybody is satisfied. It's about, if you add the $15 million that we've invested, we'll leverage about another $5 million from the Fed. So $20 million, it's a start. It'll set up 20 centers of excellence, maybe treat 4,000 to 5,000 people. And that's a start. We lost last year 3,300 Pennsylvanians. 3,300 Pennsylvanians died of drug overdose. So this is an epidemic, and I don't think there's anybody in this building who doesn't believe we ought to do something about it. We need to make sure we're doing things right. I think what I proposed in my budget was right. And I think the 20 Centers for Excellence, I asked for 50, we're going to have 20. And we've already announced those around the state. There's some things that we can do, I think, to make them more effective than they might otherwise be. So I would have liked to have gotten more, but I'm very happy that we have this start. It's a good start to try to get our arms around a problem that really does is really important and serious for Pennsylvania.
Governor Tom Wolf has been our guest. Governor Wolf, we are announcing today that this regular noon hour edition of Essential Pittsburgh is bowing out this week to return later in a different form. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you for your many appearances on this program since you took office. We appreciate your help and participation in making these important conversations possible.
Well, thanks, Paul, and I wish you all the best. I have really enjoyed being on the program.
Again, Governor, great thanks and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Paul.